Good morning. Woo! Welcome back to Tin Trains after a long break.
It's been hard.
That was Sunrise by Yesaya, which I played mainly because it's awesome, but also because in this new early slot we're a lot closer to the sunrise than we were before.
Who knows? Maybe in another couple of weeks or so it might actually be sunrise by the time.
Yeah, literally. Days are getting dark. Yesaya are...
But we are the lightness to shine forth in your new
through the
world.
Darkness, yeah. Yes. Without, well, at least some of us could get up this early, unlike others of us, Mr. Ollie Ray.
Fucking Ray.
He's not here. Too lazy to get out of bed. I called him at 9:05. He could have easily made it by 10. But no, he's just that lazy. So Yesaya, brilliant album. They got a new one coming out next year. You can download the first single off it free off their website. Yay. And it's a good one called Ambling Out. So you should definitely check it out. So while we've been off the air, we've been to many, many gigs, haven't we, Desal?
Many gigs? Yeah, well, you, many, many.
Well, we've had three
Not
weeks.
So many.
You've had at least three.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, actually.
So, plenty of gigs to talk about. I guess it's going to be more about the music today than random crud. But, let's get on with it. What have you got for us?
This is from one of the gigs that I went to see over our little hiatus. This is Race for the Prize by Flaming Lips.
We'll talk about the gig afterwards, I guess.
We'll be right back.
Race for the Prize by the Flaming Lips. You know, listening to that still makes me feel sick. Because, some of you will know and others of you won't, Dasar went to see them, and I was supposed to go as well. I've been waiting 2 years or so to see the Flaming Lips, and on the one day that I was supposed to go see them, I was ill. I was so ill.
Yeah. I still feel so bad. I feel bad talking about the Flaming Lips.
Yeah, but I even tried to force myself to go down there. I went all the way to the venue, which is like the furthest away venue you could possibly have. Got from the DLR station to halfway to the venue, and just felt too sick. Had to sell my ticket to a tout for a tenner, which is like a third of what it cost me, and then just went home and died in bed.
You didn't even throw up on the way home.
I didn't want to be that explicit at this time of the morning.
What was that? Was that due to the sickness, being feeling ill, or just the fact that you sold your ticket for £10?
Probably a bit of both, to be honest. So tell us about the gig then.
The gig was pretty awesome. I fully agree with the statement that one of the t-shirts that was being sold there said, which was, I saw the Flaming Lips live, and it changed me.
It made me a better person.
That was the line, yeah. It was pretty cool. Like, the music of the Flaming Lips is brilliant and things, but what it is about seeing them live is the show. What else? They bring so much more in that. There's balloons, there's balls, there's the most unreal amount of confetti, there's... Everything's interactive. Like, Wayne Coyne, lead singer, runs over the audience in a massive, massive balloon, massive ball.
I was surprised he did that in the Troxy, because I know he did it at festivals and stuff, which is like massive crowds, but the Troxy's quite small.
Well, no, he came on right like at the beginning, because he helps out with the sound and everything, like with all the roadies at the beginning as well.
Oh, awesome.
And so whilst he was doing that, he was talking to the audience, saying, "Oh, guys, by the way, some of you might have heard that I like to come on in a big ball." And it said, "So, what I recommend for you guys, right in front of me, get ready to hold me. Oh, and if you've got any beers, drink that shit up right now, because I'm going to be running over you." And he said he's going to try and make it all the way right to the very back of the Troxy. If anyone's seen the Troxy, there's a circle bit above the stalls, but the gap between the stalls and the circle is pretty small, but he said he was determined to try and get to the back. It didn't happen in reality. He tried his hardest. He tried squeezing through, couldn't do it, so just ended up running around the front for ages.
That must be the most fun thing you do. It's like being a giant hamster.
It was pretty cool. He ran because we were pretty front central, so he ran straight over us a few times.
And, that's awesome.
It was pretty cool. But the whole intro was their new album's called Embryonic. So they had a huge screen, and projection on the screen was like this like neon woman with her legs spread open, and one by one a door opened in the screen, and everyone from the band walked down out of her lady garden and down a walkway onto the stage. Everyone cheered on, and then finally Wayne Coyne came down shooting out like his thing.
That sounds so awesome. God, you're making me feel so,
I feel so bad talking about it.
Oh, well. So this is the part of the show where we normally do breakfast banter, but because we're so early and disorganised, we couldn't be bothered to go for breakfast together. Did you have any breakfast on your way home?
No, but I had a very filling burrito last night.
So you're still full from the burrito?
Yeah, and I am going for brunch after the show.
Oh, nice. I went down to... I thought everywhere was closed, but I had an idea of one place that might be open, and it was... Because it's right next to The Egg on York Way, which is a club, and it was still open. And
was
it
was the actually, Egg still open?
The Egg, still there, was, open there, was still, 10, there were still people stumbling out of The Egg at 9
a.m. What's called. There's a thing called Breakfast at The Egg.
Really?
Yeah, no, because like, it's Saturday night, it carries on until Sunday morning.
That's pretty impressive if people can make it that far. Yeah, there were still people, and there were taxis outside waiting for them. The actual cafe is not part of The Egg, but I thought... The Egg should have their own breakfast place. I mean, they've already got the name. I mean, The Egg is a bad name for a club, but if they had a breakfast bar attached onto it, it would make more sense.
Exactly. It'd all become clear.
But anyway, I got an egg and bacon sandwich, and it's quite good for only £2.
Very nice.
I'd probably give it 3 tablespoons. Anyway, I also got some coffee at Pret, and you know what? It's good to get some coffee in your circulatory system, wouldn't you say, Dasar?
Yes,
it is. Does coffee go into your circulatory system? Well, caffeine does. Yes. Well, just so happens that the name of the band that I'm about to play is Circulatory System. So how did I link that?
That's insane.
I know.
Insane.
Anyway, I'll see you on the other side. Completely wasn't paying attention there. Oh, we were supposed to play a jingle back in. Oh, well, let's
wait,
do it now.
Let's do it.
Whoa, new levels of professional.
Do that again.
Should I play the same one? Or
No. Just guess. Just hit a random number.
Sound like we're on Radio 1 or something.
That's awesome.
I wonder who we're up against now on the other BBC stations now that we've got a new time slot.
I think it might be.
See who we're poning in the ratings.
What's the name? Fern Cotton.
Fern Cotton could be. Isn't Terry Wogan on right now as well?
No.
Okay, maybe not.
I'll
look it up in a second. Anyway, I dedicate that.
To Terry Wogan?
No, I dedicate that to all the ladies out there.
All the ladies.
This is Rare FM, Autumn Promo. This is
awesome. Get ready to experience Rare FM. We bring the best in indie, electro, rock, garage, jazz, punk, soul, blues, house, R&B, dance, and pop. 100 DJs, 100 different tastes, UCL's radio station, Rare FM.
Well, there you go.
That was a standing ovation.
That was good stuff.
It is. That's really impressive. I think it's slightly cringe-worthy. I bet the person who's doing that, this is Rare FM, always just pissed himself all the way through.
Yeah. Anyway, we're in association with our new professionalism, we should mention the ways to get in contact with the studio. Email studio@rarefm.co.uk. Text RARE plus your message to 60300 or go to the website rarefm.co.uk and click on email the studio in the top right corner.
A lovely little box.
Leave us a left message in the box. Make sure you leave us your number. Anyway, I dedicated those to the ladies.
Yeah. Oh.
Would you like to dedicate your song to the ladies?
I think I will. This might be might play a bit of Beastie Boys, and it might be.
Oh. Hey ladies.
Hey ladies. See, professionalism is still not there
at its peak. Hey ladies!
That was beautiful, Rob.
Thanks, man. So, that was pretty super, if I do say so.
Thought I'd go a bit crazy. I'd play a bit of some crazy stuff. Well, not crazy, but some vaguely old stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty super. Just like super groups. You know what I'm saying?
Super group.
Yeah, you know, super groups, super bands, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, like Them Crooked Vultures album came out this week with Dave Grohl, Josh Homme, etc., and John Paul Jones. But I went to see a super group live this week, namely Monsters of Folk, which includes M Ward of M Ward.
I love that. And like everyone else, well, everyone else is in a band. Yeah, but
Jim James of My Morning Jacket, Conor Oberst, and Mike Mogus of Bright Eyes, M Ward of M Ward. Or she and him, you could say. Brilliant. brilliant gig. They played for 3 hours, 30 odd songs.
That's what you want from it.
That's what you want. No support band, just play.
Just go for it.
And they played a lot of their solo stuff. It was awesome. Like, they didn't all stay on stage all the time. They kept going off and on, leaving the others to play solo stuff, reintroducing each other.
Awesome.
Jim James is really funny. He's a funny guy. He's kind of like Jack Black, is what my friend Chris, who came with me, said, which is kind of true.
Kind of like Jack Black. What, his humour style?
He's like beardy, and he's got similar dance moves to Jack Black.
Jack Black's most famous feature.
Yeah, and Jack Black plays guitar pretty well, and so does Jim James. So there you go.
Pretty cool.
They played Monsters of Folk stuff. They played a lot of Bright Eyes stuff, which is good, because I'm a massive Bright Eyes fan. Like, really random Bright Eyes songs, though, like three B-sides.
Did they play more Bright Eyes stuff than they normally play?
I don't know. Apparently they did. I haven't really looked at any of the other
stuff. Well, I think, like, in Britain,
yeah,
Bright Eyes is by far the most...
But it's popular, yeah. But the others songs were absolutely amazing too. Especially Ian Ward, when he did some solo stuff. He's crazy on the guitar, acoustic guitar.
Great.
Sounds like he's playing two guitars at once. It's awesome.
It's very awesome.
And at the end, the penultimate song, they played another Travelling song, one of my favourite Bright Eye songs. And at the end, Connor danced on the drum kit, pretty much ruined the drum kit during that. And then for the final song... his master's voice, which isn't even like a rocket or anything. Connor was on piano, and then at the end, like, it's like quite a slow ending. He just decides to push the piano over. It wasn't even like he built up some rage during the loud song. No, he just was like, yeah, fuck this. I don't want to walk around the piano. I'm just going to push it over and walk over and get off the stage. It's pretty awesome though. And the roadies were a bit dismayed about it. I wonder if he got told off afterwards.
I don't think he did. I bet it's like
common practice.
Do you think it is common practice? If the roadies were dismayed about it.
I don't know. I can't imagine that it is, otherwise they'd be buying a new piano every gig. I think it was pretty smashed up. But you know, we're in London, we get special.
He's clearly been
he was drinking throughout. Like, at the beginning he seemed alright, but towards the end, yeah, he did seem to go a bit crazy. That's what happens in a 3-hour gig.
You've got to start drinking in music like that.
Yeah, true. And when it's 3 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're going off stage all the time. I mean, who knows how much he was drinking backstage. Who knows? But anyway, it made for an awesome show. And this is one of Monsters of Folk songs called Ahead of the Curve, one of the ones that Connor sings, and one of my favourites from the album. I hope you like it.
Another perfect day, they keep piling up. I got happiness that I can't maintain, some beginner's luck. I have shoes to fill, walking barefoot now. Can't tell north from south, but no split hairs gonna get me down now. Stay above the flat line, I'm ahead of the curve. Take a piece of the sunshine with me on a red eye flight. It isn't any trouble if you wanna come with me. I know it's out of the question, honey, but I sure could use the company and a place to be. Now the sky's pink, rooftop, swimming pool. I'm not carefree, no, I'm free to care, I just never do. All the bags are checked, and the reasons why. Yesterday lingers on, that's the peace you keep when you say goodbye. You can get what you want now, knock it out of the park. Buried by the river, easy, there's a search party, but it's getting dark. I won't hold you to nothing, I wanna make that plain. Probably end up a stranger and crazy, but I'm still hoping there's another way and a place to stay.
things you put up on the mail. What a shame, what a shame, it's old news. I'm staying by the flat line, I'm ahead of the curve. Take a piece of sunshine with me on an all-night drive to another world. You can get what you want now, knock it out of the park. Probably end up a drifter and lonely, but I'm still hoping for a change of heart and a place, a place, a place to start.
So, Rare FM has new computers, but they just don't work. You know how Rare FM works. It doesn't.
Does anything on Rare FM work?
Well, the microphones are working quite well today.
Yeah, that's impressive.
So, DeSalle's next choice is in process. Would you like to talk about your next choice? Yeah. Oh, wait, you were going to play. Talk about what you were going
to
play.
Well, what I was going to play, which I still hope to actually play, is Zadok the Priest by Handel, celebrating Handel's 250th anniversary since his death, which shouldn't really be celebrated, I don't think, but someone's death. But yeah, it comes as inspiration from the gig I went to last night at the Royal Albert Hall, which was a classical spectacular performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, the Royal Choral Society, and the Band of the Welsh Guards.
Wow.
Which is essentially the thing is, apparently they do it twice a year for the past 20 years, and yeah, it's a combination of classical music, pyrotechnic, lighting, and lasers.
Lasers.
Lasers. Look, anything can be made cool by the addition of lasers.
That is true. What colour lasers? Were they like muse lasers?
They were the best laser show I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine lasers in the Royal Albert Hall.
Like,
and pyrotechnics as well. I'd be afraid.
They had fireworks, they had flamethrowers, they had two cannons, they had a pretend battle across the building, like people were there with guns, muskets and stuff, firing at each other on different sides.
That's epic. But you said they were the worst for encores.
Oh, yeah, like, they did, like, full on Last Night at the Prom style, like, at the end, did Land of Hope and Glory, and, six encores, like, and people kept on coming back on, like, the two opera singers and stuff, like, and they, like, came on in Union Jack, like, waistcoats, and everyone had flags waving, and I solidly sat down in my seat, refused to stand up and joined in.
Wow.
But that's how much I hate encores.
Wow. Well, I've got Zadok the Priest to work, so.
Oh, sweet. I think we should play some Zadok the Priest, yeah.
All right, then. See if you can name what you recognise this from, if you're listening. studio@rarefm.co.uk.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that was pro. Well, it's nice to have some culture on the show. Thanks for that, Desal.
I know.
I enjoyed that. So, that was, if you recognised it, that was the theme they used for the Champions League on everywhere, every channel.
Everywhere, yeah, no, it's the UEFA's actual, it's the UEFA anthem, apparently.
And the
The lyrics are slightly changed in that the lyrics are changed from something like Alleluia and Amen.
We are the champions, wasn't it?
No, no, we have the best teams, we have the best football.
No, it's not. They definitely say champions somewhere in there.
Oh, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. The Champions League.
It's also the coronation song for this country.
The Champions League is back this week. And on Tuesday night, I'm going to the Arsenal Champions League match against Standard Liège, which means I'm going to miss the most part of folk culture, which is on Tuesday night in the Union, which we have been organising, haven't we, Desal?
We have indeed. The most intense night in the Union.
Yeah. Do you remember much about last year with David Thomas Broughton?
I remember it. I am still in a bit of a haze about his performance. It was so weird and wonderful.
It was. It was one of the more special.
I think it's the most special performance we've had in the Union.
It was pretty fantastic. Along with Boningen at the last one. It was pretty amazing. Anyway, speaking of football, some controversial acts this week with Thierry Henry and another hand of God incident. Not that he said that.
It wasn't quite a hand of God incident.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty horrendous though. And I feel
it wasn't purposeful.
It was, well, it did look purposeful. It did kind of. I don't believe that Thierry would do that, but I still feel sorry for the Irish fans, so I'm going to dedicate a song to them.
What are you going to do, play some Bewitched?
This is the Smiths' Hand in Glove.
Oh.
Because he was wearing gloves, I believe.
Shines out of all behind.
There we go, dedicated to the Irish, or maybe to the French for their new Lucky Charm, Hand in Glove by The Smiths. So I bought this magazine because for Christmas.
they clearly know what magazine this is.
For Christmas, I'm going to get a digital SLR camera, right? So I bought this magazine, What Digital SLR? But
that seems like the sense.
Shouldn't it be? Shouldn't it be which digital SLR, not what digital SLR? I mean, why should I trust the opinion of someone who doesn't even know grammar? I mean, seriously, it's like an East End version. What digital SLR you want, mate? What digital SLR? I'll sell you for half price off the black market, something like that. That's a very Nick Taylor-y side there.
Exactly. That's ridiculous. Oh, well, what
digital SLR?
There's a reason why the most trusted people in this market are Witch magazine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not sure if they've got a Witch camera magazine, but
yeah. Yeah, what do they have?
Witch car, Witch something else. I don't know. My dad gets Witch magazine.
All right. So, well, if you like to know which stuff to buy, Desal recommends
Witch magazine.
Maybe they should have Witch magazine. So you know which magazine to get to tell you which other stuff to get. They should have one of those.
That would actually be quite useful.
We could make one of those.
I think we should.
We'd recommend Witch magazine, wouldn't we? not What Digital SLR anyway.
I'd also recommend Under City Lights magazine.
Yes, Under City Lights magazine. New issue out tomorrow at Desal?
Yeah, hopefully that's the idea.
Features articles by you and I and Edwin, who's on tonight at 9 till 10. And many new writers.
Quite a lot of people, yeah. I met a few of them.
Nice guys and girls.
Nice guys, yeah. Nice guys and girls.
Good stuff. And we've even got some stuff about Paramore, so, you know, appealing to the masses now.
Paramore!
Not just...
I don't know why I did that.
Because
appealing to the Twilight fans, though.
The Twiglet fans.
Though the Twilight fans, apparently, for this movie are liking some quite good music.
Yeah, Death Cab, Tom York, all that stuff. Anyway, what are you going to play for us now?
You know, after talking all this Twilight talk and stuff, I feel like it's a bit miserable, so I thought I'd play some happy music. A bit of El Grincho with Palmitos Park.
I love the intro to this.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for my latest basket of cheers, here it goes, baby.
Is that the same outro as the intro?
Apparently so, yeah.
Wow. That was good. I feel like I've been transported to the streets of Brazil from this tiny studio in central London. I mean, that's...
Where is El Guincho from?
I was just looking it up, but then you distracted me. Yeah, he's Spanish, so not Brazil.
I was thinking maybe I could use him in the pop music football world
cup. Oh, yeah, we should talk about the Pop World Cup being run by Freaky Trigger.
Yeah.
Is it Freaky Trigger?
Well,
it is.
Freaky Trigger, yeah.
Yeah, which is a blog, which is a really good blog, actually.
I was going through
The main writer is Tom Ewing, who also writes for Pitchfork and The Guardian, but it's mostly about pop music. Tom Ewing himself is going through every single number one in the UK ever and writing about
it. They're up to, like, 1985,
aren't they? 85 or 86, I'm not sure. Like, anyway, the Pop World Cup, which both the Sal and I have entered, you get assigned one of the teams from the Football World Cup, and you're the manager, and you've got to field a pop song from that country against someone else's pop song, and people come on and vote for which one they prefer. And basically, you've got to try and win 7 games to win the Pop World Cup. You get to choose 4 teams, and then they'll give you one on the day it's drawn. So I've chosen New Zealand, Denmark, Serbia, and... Did I choose a South American team? I can't even remember now.
You didn't, I don't think so. Who did you choose?
I chose Ivory Coast.
I chose Mexico, Brazil.
Brazil's a good one.
Cameroon, and... someone else.
Japan, maybe?
Oh, yeah, Japan.
Yeah, which Japan. One do you want out of those?
I kind of either want Japan or...
I bet Japan has some awesome pop
Cameroon.
Music.
Or Cameroon.
Okay, I want an African team, because African pop music is actually quite good.
African pop music is quite good, and it is actually quite in. I hate to use that phrase.
Well, because of, like, Vampire Weekend. What was it the Thingy magazine gave them? Vampire Weekend? Colonialism?
Oh, yeah. Vice magazines, they did, like, a top 10 rundown of the worst colonialists in history, and Vampire Weekend came number one for stealing Africa's music, exporting it to the world as their own.
Well, if either of us gets an African team, we can export it ourselves.
Exactly.
Anyway, we've come to the end of the show, because I just realised the last song I want to play is 8 minutes long. So... And I think there's actually going to be people in after us. So
that's kind of crazy. That's never happened. Not since the.
But Rare FM was relaunched this week, and lots of new people on.
Give it a couple of weeks, and people will be dropping out.
Yeah, but today should have a full schedule. You should keep listening. So this last Sunday, I went to see Atlas Sound, and I got in for free thanks to lovely, lovely Rare FM getting me on the guest list, and. It was awesome. Like, it was so different to Bradford Cox's studio stuff, because he was just playing acoustic guitar and looping it, and sometimes just playing acoustic guitar with harmonica, like Ryan Adams or Bob Dylan or something. And he's actually really good, so talented. He's got quite a nice voice, and he's a really good lyricist, and he knows how to use his pedals, and he played a bit of drums, which he's not very good at, but he was hilarious as well. Like, he's one of the funniest guys you could ever meet, and so personable.
That's pretty awesome.
And basically just talking to the crowd between songs. Started playing a Pavement cover when someone in the crowd suggested it, but couldn't really figure out how to play it, so only got about 4 lines in and gave up. And then he made up a song on the spot, which was actually really good, about going out with his friend to try and find his friend's dad's porn, but finding a gun instead, and then getting stoned, and his friend pointed the gun in his face, and that's where the song ended. I'm assuming he didn't shoot it, otherwise we wouldn't have been at the gig.
Yeah.
But
sounds like a good night there.
It was a good night, and it was free, thanks to Rare FM. If you want to get involved with Rare FM, just, you know, turn up to one of the meetings on Wednesdays. I'm also going to another free gig, courtesy of them, on Wednesday night. I'm going to see the Antlers, which I'm really excited about.
Pretty epic.
We'll talk about that next week, so thank you for listening. Remember, we have a podcast now. The link will be sent out via the Facebook group. It'll probably be on the blog as well, tintrainsblog.com. And I should say that at the gig, Letitia Sidier from Stereo Lab was also there supporting, and she also features on the Atlas Sound song that I'm about to play. And she came on and played the song with Bradford. And there was also, like, a 5-year-old kid who came on and did some interpretive dancing. It was so random. I had no idea who that was.
I love interpretive.
Maybe it wasn't 5, it was more like 10, but it was still random as hell. Anyway, thank you for listening. Goodbye from me. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.